I think the timing is no coincidence whatsoever. It comes on the back of increasing pressure that Iran is under from the West. It feels that the rhetoric in the United States and her European allies is changing more in favor of more harsher sanctions and some talk about punitive military strikes against some of those Iranian nuclear sites as a punishment for Iran not complying with the UN Security Council resolutions. So the Iranians have had a tendency in recent years to do this. Whenever they feel they're on the defensive, we see Iran flexing its muscle. We see launches of missiles, military exercises on a large scale taking place and so forth. So there's definitely a norm here, a pattern that we can identify in terms of Iranian responses to the pressures that they feel they're under from the international community.
Now, this type of missile, the Sigil-2, apparently this missile apparently is capable of hitting Israel as well as U.S. bases in southeastern Europe. Is this an especially threatening type of missile?
You know, to just give you some perspective, when we talk about Iran being able to hit Israel and U.S. bases in the Middle East, Iran has been able to do that for years. Iran, since the mid-1990s, has had the capacity to launch a missile to reach as far as Israel. Whether that would be an accurate delivery in terms of the missile's capacity to hit its target or so forth, that was always obviously going to be debated. But in terms of the reach of Iran's missile arsenal, they've been at this stage for some time. And if you're an Iranian missile unit sitting on the border with Iraq, to hit U.S. bases inside Iraq or in Afghanistan, you don't actually need anything near as advanced or with the kind of reach that Sigil has to be able to hit those bases. This missile test is about political message to the West. If you look back at the last test they had of a Sigil missile in September, the specifics of that missile, as they were given to the world media back then, are near identical to what the Iranian Minister of Defense, Ahmad Vahidi, told us today about this latest missile test. So I think the Iranians are saying this is a huge improvement in terms of their missile capability, but they're not saying what it is, and whatever it is that they have said has improved is identical to what they said back in September. The timing therefore suggests to me that this is a political signal trying to shape the attitudes of Western powers and others in the international community who are trying to figure out the next step towards Iran to make Iran concede, cooperate more on the nuclear front.
And what would you expect that next step to be from the international community?
I mean, obviously, that's the big question. We hear increasingly from the West that, you know, time is running out, patience is running thin. Iran has to do something to accommodate the, not just the United Nations Security Council resolutions have to be met, but also accommodate some of the overall fears that exist about where it's going with its nuclear program. But we really don't know what the next step would be on the part of the Iranians. This last few days, we've heard from the Iranian Foreign Minister, Manuchehr Mottaki, saying that Iran would go ahead and abide what it said it would do, which is to hand over some of the low-enriched uranium in return for high-enriched uranium. But, you know, the whole dialogue has been so slow. There's been so many back and forth. There is a deep suspicion in the West that Iran isn't really going to implement what it says it wants to do. On the other side, the Iranians claim that they don't trust the West, that they hand over low-enriched uranium. How can they be sure that they will actually get the high-enriched uranium for the reactor in Tehran? So we've seen this issue for years to be a victim of a huge lack of political confidence when these two broad camps are dealing with one another. And I don't see any sign of this political confidence emerging. If anything, it's getting worse by the day, it seems. To be able to impose sanctions that really would make a difference in terms of shifting the Iranian policy on the nuclear issue, you need to get China and Russia to come on board at the UN Security Council level. And again, there are no signs that the Russians or Chinese have reached that conclusion yet. Despite, you know, months and months of pressure from the Western states, the Russians and the Chinese still believe that this isn't that urgent. And thus far, therefore, the Iranians haven't had the kind of ultimatum that perhaps would change their minds.